Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about dealing with difficult people in the workplace. And we started out by really looking at who these people are and what they do to productivity. And the long and short of it is they create problems. They make people not like going to work. And ultimately, they make people, good people, leave. And that's a real problem. So I want to touch today on how we find out who those people are. Okay, so if you're a senior manager, it gets a little bit difficult, or at least it can get a little bit difficult, to keep track of everything going on within your organization, especially from a personnel standpoint. You've got a lot of responsibilities. If you own the company and you've got a lot of employees, well, you've got to focus on running the company day to day. Or if you're a senior manager within a larger organization, you know, you have other responsibilities you have to deal with. And maybe you're not spending enough time with people that are a few levels below you just to get a gauge as to how things are going. So if you truly want to find out how if you have these, what I'll call equal opportunity offenders in your ranks, these are the people that are hard to deal with, you have to communicate with all levels of people in your business, right? From the frontline people to the middle managers all the way to the top. And I think you have to also make it known that it's your goal to ensure that everyone has the best possible work environment. And one way to do that is to institute what I'll call an open door policy. And what that is that you're just telling people at all levels that they can approach you and they don't have to go through protocol to get there. And by protocol, I know in the corporate cultures of many places, in order to talk to your boss's boss, you first have to clear it with your boss, right? And those are things that get in the way of problems, right? So if your boss is the problem, and we're going to talk about that a lot tomorrow, you know, how do you get ahead? How can you, if you feel like you can't go to that next level up or two levels up, you've got a serious problem to deal with. So there has to be some kind of open door policy to prevent this. And if you are the person that's a senior level manager, if you're the owner of the business, you are the person that has to provide that level of safety and approachability. And I think that's a critical part of what we're talking about. Another idea is to circulate an anonymous survey. You know, I've had these come across my desk many times in my career, and many times it's eliminated a bad person within the organization, right? Because you're actually giving people the right to rate their boss anonymously. And some people will actually be truly honest and tell you what they think, and it's a good way to really get a gauge on where that problem person is within your ranks. And then, of course, the other thing is once people leave, okay, if you know they're leaving, the question is, are you conducting exit interviews? The exit interview is so beneficial for you because that's where you truly get an unbiased view and very candid feedback of what's going on. If I'm leaving the organization, I have nothing to lose. And if there's somebody that caused me to leave that organization, I may be a little bit bitter about it. And guess what? That will come out in an exit interview. So if you're not doing these things, I would encourage you to start, right? That's how you find out where the problems are. You can't deal with the problems until you know they exist. And this is the first step and some thoughts around how to deal with them. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, I would ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment to join me for a few minutes a day. Doesn't cost you anything to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you deal with those problem employees. So today we got into what to do, you know, how you find them and figure out you have a problem. The next step is dealing with that problem, and that's where we pick up tomorrow. But for today, again, figure out where the problem is, identify it, and we'll take the next step tomorrow.